A Palestinian negotiator is calling it 1,100 no's on resuming peace talks. An Israeli city planner says it's a nice gift for this week's Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah. Some of the divided reaction to today's news that Israel has approved 1,100 new housing units in occupied East Jerusalem. Of course, just last week, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas called for full membership in the UN with a vision of a Palestinian state whose capital would be East Jerusalem. And he's also said peace talks can't resume until Israel agrees to halt all new construction in East Jerusalem and the West Bank. So let's touch down here to start. BBC Middle East editor Rami Rahim joins us. And Rami, in addition to this news of new construction plans, it's supposed to begin in about 2 months. You note there's a call from the right in Israel to annex the land in West Bank where other settlements are?
Yes, right-wing figures, including now many members of the Israeli Knesset, are calling on the government to respond to the Palestinian UN bid, which they called a unilateral move. And they're also saying that if Israel does not respond, that would make it a punching bag for the Palestinians. What we're seeing here is basically the Israeli government coming under a lot of pressure to do something all the time, while we still don't know what, if any, strategy the Palestinians have to deal with the expected rejection of their bid in the United Nations Security Council.
Well, as we heard all last week, as conservative as Prime Minister Netanyahu is, these calls are coming from those very far to his right. So, you know, is this to be expected? Israelis might be saying, look, Palestinians end ran negotiations and went to the UN, so let's do this. I mean, is this just an expected reaction to last week, or a shakeout, or do you think a real stumbling block?
Well, first of all, it's true many of the figures calling for this are on Netanyahu's right, but also some of his own party, the Likud, have signed this. Whether or not the government will take this seriously is yet still remains to be seen. But if they do take it seriously, this is a huge step. This is not something that will go unnoticed. Annexing parts of the West Bank means announcing officially that the two-state solution is dead. Yeah. Now, many people have been saying that it's been dead for a very long time, and the only reason people in office, whether Israelis, Palestinians, Americans, or Europeans, don't actually say that is because of diplomatic necessities and because there is no alternative that is clear yet that can be acceptable to these powers. But people who are observing the situation, who don't have political responsibilities, who can speak their mind, analysts are saying that the two-state solution has been dead for a long time and that now is the time to start looking for real alternatives. Obviously, the alternatives or the desired alternatives are very, very different if you're Palestinian or if you're Israeli or if you're American.
Well, we will spend some time on that at another time. But meanwhile, with today's news, the EU's foreign policy chief is saying Israel should reverse course. Time magazine is posting part of its interview with Turkey's prime minister, saying the UN had issued dozens of resolutions on potential sanctions against Israel. Nothing had been executed, follow through on these sanctions. But you mentioned we still don't know what the result is of the Palestinians' request at the UN. Now, we know that forces were working with sitting members to see if they could get some no votes so that it wouldn't get to a yes vote in the Security Council and the U.S. would not have to follow through on the veto that they had promised. Do we know what's going on behind closed doors at the UN?
Not really, but it's fair to guess that, as you said, the United States will not spare any effort to make sure that the Palestinians don't get 9 votes, because that will spare them from having to cast a veto. Now, they've done it before, and they will do it again if they have to, but it's not good PR for the Americans to be the only the power that's basically saying no to the very same vision and the very same solution that they've been advocating for years, the two-state solution. So in terms of public relations, it's not good at all for the Americans, but they will do it if they have to, and they've said that many times.
The BBC's Middle East editor, Rami Rahim, on today's news that Israel has announced plans to build 1,100 new housing units in occupied East Jerusalem. We'll continue to follow this story. Rami, thanks so much.